definitely this was a Conrad one.
It wasn't requested by me.
Who requested it? Oh, did you really?
No Dolly way. Dolly Parton is all right, iconic.
All right. This was, I'm just kidding. This was a Francesca Hong song. Is that, okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
So all right, I'm just working 9 to 5. Obsessed.
Is this going to be your, this like your walkout song?
Oh.
Professional wrestling.
Normally it would be, but have you heard of this little show called K-Pop Demon Hunters?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, K-pop.
Gonna be golden.
All right,
Mark.
All right. Yeah, my daughter loves that, and like my son, he's 8, so like Gabrielle, she'll be jamming to it, and then Ben, he's it's a girl movie, but then he'll just be like,
yep. He gets into it. It's an everybody movie.
Yeah. So we're at Rational Revolution. We're talking with State Representative and Governor candidate Francesca Hong. If you like what we have to say, which I'm sure you will, everything that we do is on podcast form too. So civicmedia.us, like it, share it, share the show. We're trying to grow this too. So anything that you guys can do would be awesome and so appreciated. We were talking about how tax the billionaires is kind of what you're known for, and how do we pay for the things that we need to do?
There's often a lack of creativity and maintaining the status quo.
Yeah.
And I think that in moments of chaos and crisis, there are opportunities for change.
Yeah.
And it's going to take folks who are not just focusing on the politically expedient thing, but the thing that takes more moral courage. And it is going to be a risk. Oftentimes folks aren't quite ready for change, but in these times, we don't have a choice but to make sure that we have services available to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, and as cheap as possible.
Yeah, I agree. We talked about, we had Secretary Jill Underly on, and we were talking about how, education is being decimated by vouchers. And, and here in Green Bay, they were badasses. I think I can say that. And they put the, Laura McCoy is a dear friend of mine and she's incredible. She was on talking about this. It's amazing what they did.
We shouldn't be funding two school systems.
Right.
And that's one of the things with both tax fairness as well as transparency for our tax dollars, to go towards private, unaccountable voucher schools. I mean, this is, again, the practical thing to do is for those funds to go to our public school so that every kid has what they need to do well in their classroom and that teachers are respected too. And so that public education, especially public schools, that is a unifying issue, regardless of zip code. You got folks who are going to be pissed if they have to close their public schools because the state is forcing them to go to referenda and raise their own property taxes because they won't properly fund our public schools.
So what's interesting, and we're kind of talked about this with a few different people too. It's like, what was that stupid thing, republic if you can keep it? That's what like the right like to use about why we shouldn't do things to the left. But I think with the new maps, this is going to be like a majority if you can keep it. How there's going to be a natural desire to like bend everything as far to the left as you possibly can. I think how once the balance of power comes to the left, how can we make sure that it doesn't snap back the other side? And you know what I mean? How do we do that?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to that first question you asked me about why. And it's because this is a movement moment. And to build movements, it takes organizing. And what is organizing? It means folks coming together in their communities to talk about the issues they care about, to bring folks to the table. And when you are building out organizing infrastructure, right? Where folks stay connected, where folks recognize that like when you have politicians that deliver for you and you feel like material changes to your life and things are getting better, turns out you're probably going to want to keep voting for those folks, which is why there is such an urgency to pass transformative legislation like universal childcare, like guaranteed paid leave, like fully funding our public schools. And we have to be nimble and innovative and practical about it. But there is an urgency, not because folks... We have to lessen suffering as elected officials. It is our core responsibility to lessen suffering, and it's coming at the end of 2026. And so coming together, getting the Democratic trifecta, and ensuring that we are courageously passing the most progressive legislation to improve people's lives as quickly as possible is how we are going to keep from having a snapback, but instead build out strong organizing infrastructure to keep that working class power majority.
I think too that sometimes when people hear, you know, because years ago that's the world that I lived in is on the right. I think when people hear these things of like, you know, universal healthcare, universal childcare, universal, you know, raising the minimum wage, people don't necessarily believe that it's possible. And I think that's the first hurdle that that you'll have to go up against. And then, you know, you're going to have Tom Tiffany saying, oh, social, all that stuff. But I think just selling it to people that this is something we can do.
On our campaign, we say we make better possible. And that's actionable. That's coming together. That part of fascism is to take away folks' ability to have a vision, to dream, to think about things being better for everyone. So having a vision and knowing that we make better possible is part of resistance, is part of fighting fascism. And it's, we're only going to be able to do this if we organize and come together. And I know that with how hard Wisconsinites work, they're ready for this. And is every single, like how we have conversations going to be the same in every part of the state? Probably not. But when I say cheaper healthcare, or when I say, I know up in Western Wisconsin, when I was talking to a guy at a dive bar in Chippewa Falls, he was talking to me about his mother who would drive herself to her appointment every week, and she no longer can. And so these are personal issues for folks, and they deserve to have a solution where their lives improves and they don't have to worry about how they're going to take care of themselves or the people they love. It is possible. We have to make it possible.
Yeah. And that's interesting too, because like everybody has a story like that. Everybody does. Whether you're on the left or right or center, everybody has something. Well, yeah, I had an EpiPen and it cost me $25 and now it's $300, you know?
Yeah, a business owner who, you know, right now is on the Affordable Care Act or this.
I was when happening. I owned my, yeah.
Yep. This is, I went to work sick all the time with this line cooking because it's like, I can't afford to miss a shift. And if I'm going to go to the emergency, they tell me to go to the emergency room, I chose not to because I didn't want to have a bill for $900, which I had gotten before when I went to an emergency room. And so everyone's got a story, and it's storytelling and connecting through stories that actually is a huge part of organizing. And that's what we're going to have to do. We can organize the people, build a movement, and make sure that we are electing politicians who want to work within that movement to deliver transformative policies, practical policies.
Well, and how, because this is going to be, I think, such a big conversation for people that this is bigger than you, this is bigger than me, this is bigger than so many people, because it's, how do we have that conversation that gets to the same end result in Madison and Brown County? How can we say in Madison, hey, we're fighting fascism. I put a post on my personal Facebook a week ago that was like, if you want to stop being called fascist, stop doing fascist things. And then I put a picture of like Donald Trump's face on the side of a federal building. But that's not like, you say that in Brown County, that's pretty purple, a little bit red. How do we connect those things and get people to be on your team with that same end goal?
Folks are feeling that things are different and they're not right. And regardless of zip code, if you're in Brown County or Chippewa County or Dane County where I'm at, when we bring it back to the issues like rising utility costs, like cheap rent, like making sure that everyone has health care, people have a story. The other part is, it's not about talking all the time about what we deserve. It's important that as a candidate, as a politician, I let folks know that I'm no better than them, but I want to work for something that they deserve. And it is then about, you know, one of the things I say often is like, look, I've been a taxpayer since I was 16 years old.
Right.
And I want more bang for my buck. You know, I want my money, like I want more for the money that I give to the state. And I want that money to go towards public schools, to cheaper childcare, to making sure that I can have paid leave. That there are different ways that you can get to the issues that people care about. We have to be very disciplined, of course, in how we get there. But I think that's what makes our campaign so powerful. And me as a candidate, where I'm a normal working class person right now. And yes, I have state representative in my title, but I'm coming to you as the single mom, as the person right now who understands that things shouldn't be like this when we're out here hustling so far. I want my tax money to go towards things that I care about. I want my money's worth.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too, is how there's going to be a really big conversation as well. About, yes, this is a state issue and these states are, things are important, but we're also seeing like troops from the National Guard being federalized, and we're seeing, you know, free speech under attack. And so Donald Trump and some of those folks are really, are getting in the way of basic freedoms. And so governors and states are really important in that, mm-hmm. in that arena as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it is the responsibility of the executive, the governor, to protect the people of our state. And I think that one of the best ways to do that is to ensure that folks can protect their own freedoms, especially economic freedom, right? To be able to have economic security, to be able to get by, and not just get by, but do really well and right. live the life that you deserve the way you want it. And so as there are these federal threats, I think that's even more reason why we have to have transformative policy that right. is bold and practical and are going to change people's lives.
Well, I know this, so we got a minute left, and I know we're going to have you at the racetrack next year.
Yes.
How do people get a hold of you? How do people get in contact and volunteer and all that stuff?
You can volunteer at www.francescahong.com. Follow us on socials. They even have me on TikTok now, Blue Sky, the nice. Twitters, Facebook, Instagram. I'm an elder millennial, so I'm always going to be on the Instagram.
Same. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much
this
for having
cool.
me, Mark.
This was cool, and I'm excited to see what you do. I really am. Thank you so much, and we will be right back on The Rational Revolution. Go kick some butt.
Thank you.
Yes.